Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And the title of this show is Be Willing to See Your Breakthrough. Fun story, I'll tell you. In case you're new, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, and you know it's possible for you, you can feel it in the core of your being, and maybe you've been working at it, but you're not seeing the result that you want, well, I am here to help you. Consider my massive result intuitive coaching package. Information for that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click work with me. Okay, I'm going to start here. The good that you see in others is a sign of what is possible for you. The good that you see in others is a sign of what's possible for you. Goal is to be more of that good, right? Align with that good, right? So you see someone doing well, and maybe it initially creates a tinge of jealousy or desire. Like, it makes you really want what you want, right? And that is a sign that it's possible for you. And usually it's a sign that your good, what you desire, is on its way to you. So yesterday, I was feeling low. I had set a goal on the date I had set was for Friday. And I'll be honest with you, that aspect of manifesting, like write the date that you want to receive that thing, that typically is not the way I manifest. Mine usually comes like either days after or before. Like, but I know why they teach you to write the date. It forces your mind to really focus, right? And so putting a date on something makes it an immediate, right? It's not something you can usually out of self-sabotage just kind of put to the side. So, but I put a date on something. I most usually put a date on it. Sometimes I don't, but I put a date on this one. Friday it rolled around and what I wanted hadn't manifested. So here it was Saturday. I'm feeling pretty low. You know, it was something that was really important to me. I was feeling low, but I was really trying to keep my energy high because I know that there is probably a message in it for me. So I was feeling low. I needed to get my vibe up. I decided I was going to go out to the Oakland waterfront and meditate in an effort to see my breakthrough. I can get very, very woo-woo and spiritual about things, right? That's my life. I was like, I'm going to go out here and see my breakthrough. I was like, I'm going to heed to God. And God's going to tell me the steps to take and what I need to know and what I need to do and what I have to embody to get what I want. So I get dressed and I go out to the waterfront. I have a spot I sit at all the time. It was gray and overcast, a lot like my mood. I sat at the bench where I often sit. And in front of me, right, it's this park-like area here in Oakland that overlooks the bay, where all the boats are docked, and it's pretty quiet for the most part. But on this particular day, there was a man, a well-dressed African-American man, probably nearing middle age. He was sitting on his shiny black motorcycle, and there was no denying that this was a really beautiful motorcycle, and he was bumping hip hop, right? He has his helmet on, and just, you know, doing the do, right? And the music was bumping. It was really loud. So combined with the sound of his motorcycle going, right, it was idling, or the engine, I'm not sure what that's called, and the music, it was not like a tranquil moment for me. I felt annoyed. I'm trying to have a meditative moment, trying to see my divine breakthrough, and this dude is bumping away my attempt at feeling tranquil. And so I turn away, like I have my mask on anyway and my sunglasses. And so I just turn my head away. I'm like, I'm going to type A this moment. I'm like, I'm going to tune out this noise and hear God. I can sleep through anything. I can meditate like a boss. I love to focus. I am going to overcome this situation. But my mood was low. And so I was finding it difficult to be anything but annoyed. And really, the annoyance was masking the hints of hopelessness that were starting to creep up around this goal. And so I was like, WTF, God. I felt guided to come out here so I could hear your divine guidance, and I have to deal with this, right? And I hear my spirit guides in my mind's ear say, look, there it is. And so I look back at the man, and instantly, I realized I was witnessing his breakthrough. My intuition fired, and I saw that he had a family, that he works his job. He saved up so he could buy this bit of time on his motorcycle on a Saturday to bump his music overlooking this majestic Oakland waterfront. This experience was breakthrough for him. My ability to see his breakthrough was my sign that my breakthrough was on the way too. Maybe it didn't come in the time I expected, but seeing him there, well-dressed, beautiful motorcycle, you know, he was just chilling. It wasn't like he was hanging out. He was just, you could tell he just stopped and it just soaking up the moment. And I realized God hadn't forsaken me. So from behind my mask, I smile big and I send my prayers of gratitude for being able to see his breakthrough, for his breakthrough, for him showing up in this moment. And I just rocked my shoulders to his music. I vibed with his breakthrough. My mood lifted and I knew it was all okay. I knew all was not lost and that the miracle was going to happen for me. The sun all of a sudden started to peek through the clouds, sending this glorious shimmer of light over the water. And then just like that, he zoomed away. He was there for me and I was there for him, and I needed to witness this. And this space in this moment was divinely designed, and I would have fucking missed it. I would have fucking missed it. What I had been praying for, what I had been hoping for, see a breakthrough, I would have missed it. I would have missed it. I stay prayed up. I stay prayed up, and I stay talking to Spirit, and Spirit never forgets us. And if we keep asking, if we keep asking, even if our mood is low, even if we're starting to feel the hints of hopelessness, Spirit will show up with a sign that shows us that everything is okay. Everything is working out in divine perfect timing. I felt cracked wide open in that moment. And I felt alive. Here it was, I thought, I needed to meditate and pray and affirm. But really all I needed to do was be willing to see the breakthrough I'd been praying for. Because his breakthrough, my ability to witness his breakthrough, means that the same vibration exists within me. I didn't need a ritual in that moment. I didn't need a prayer. I didn't need words. It simply came because I was willing to open my eyes. When my soul really wanted to shut down, I still had enough faith, just the mustard seed of faith, to keep praying and keep asking. And then I saw it. I saw this man's breakthrough, which was a vibrational match to the breakthrough that is coming in my own life. So I'll say it to you again. His breakthrough is my breakthrough. My breakthrough is your breakthrough. Your breakthrough is my breakthrough. We're all in this together. It's our ability to see and recognize things as they are. The good you see in others is a sign of what is possible for you and what is coming for you. be more of that good. So in that moment, I got to share in the good with this man, right? And that raised my spirits. It cracked me wide open. It lifted my vibe. I was being, vibrating his good. I was aligning with the good that exists in both of us. And that's how you manifest. Expect your good to come to you. Expect your good to come to you because it will, it will, it will, it will. And notice all the signs that Spirit is putting in front of you, showing you that it is coming. It is on its way. It is possible for you. God has not forsaken you. God has not forsaken you. You are loved. You are supported. And all will be well. So I love you. Thank you for listening to this program. If you are looking for a coach, consider me, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. The Massive Result Package is amazing and a great value. Until next time, take care of yourself.